Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are listening to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is a segment, Seva and Sadhana. Well, at the very outset, a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday live hosting and broadcasting from Prashant Nilayam at Radio Sai Studios. The time right now in our studio is 11:40 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at the ashram. A little bit warm though. And today is 1st of September. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble and prayerful pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. And I also pray to him to speak through me today. Today I'll be playing for you a conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back with Dr. P.V. Punnaya, a veterinary doctor, and in the conversation, he'll be talking to us about his experience of being involved in many of the veterinary camps in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana districts as part of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. But dear listeners, before I play you the conversation, I'll share with you all a beautiful experience with Bhagwan, and with this experience, Swami teaches a very profound lesson, which is very useful to all of us. In fact, whenever Swami interacted with his student, and Swami, spent most of his time interacting with boys, and whenever he interacted with boys, he always imparted some lessons and gave some message which is generic to all the humanity. So here is one such incident, and through this experience with Bhagwan, Swami reveals the secret of being the best in whatever we are doing, in whatever profession we are doing, how to be the best in it. Swami reveals the secret through this experience. So this experience goes like this. It was the year 1993, and Swami had sent few of his students to a village nearby called Janakampalli for doing Gram Seva. So these boys went to that village in the morning, did Gram Seva, that is village service, that is distributing Swami's prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes to all the villagers in that village, and came back in the evening. So they were seated in Sai Granth Hall, and Swami came to Sai Granth Hall. Swami started a conversation with these boys, and Swami asked, "So boys, how was the day today? How was Gram Seva?" And these boys were very happy to narrate the happenings during the Gram Sevas. They told Swami, "We went to this village, Janakampalli, we distributed your prasadam. It was very nice." And when they were narrating the happenings of the day, Swami suddenly asked, "Boys, did you meet Radhamma?" Well, now who is Radhamma? None of these boys knew, and they just kept quiet. Then Swami said, "Are you that Radhamma, that old lady, where in Janakampalli you go straight into the fields, take right, and then you all went left, and there was a small hut there?" So Swami was giving the exact location of Radhamma. And Swami said, "So didn't you meet this lady?" Well, the boys were dumbstruck, and they were puzzled, and they didn't know who the Radhamma was. They just looked at Swami's face. And then Swami said, "Are boys, that old lady who gave you all hot ragi mudda balls with ghee in it." Then boys remembered, "Yes Swami, yes, there was one old lady who gave us ragi mudda with ghee, and it was nice." Then Swami went on to say, "Boys, this old lady, Radhamma, is the best midwife in this entire world." Well, dear listeners, you may be knowing midwife is a profession where in generally in villages they won't have proper medical facilities. So if a lady is pregnant, after her 9 months is over, at the time of delivery, some elderly lady helps her in the process of delivery. So that elderly lady is called midwife. In fact, even now this profession continues, midwifery it's called. So Swami said, boys, this Radha Ma is the best midwife that you can find in this entire world. Well, dear listeners, there is some award like Bharat Ratna Award, which is given to the best in some profession or to the people who have contributed a lot to the nation. A very prestigious award, Bharat Ratna Award. In fact, in the international level, there's one more award, Nobel Prize. And there is also is given to the best in any field. Now, Swami is saying this Radha Ma is the best midwife that we can find in this entire world. And we all consider what Swami says is much more precious than Bharat Ratna or Nobel Prize. So these boys were all wonderstruck and just kept quiet, listening to Swami. Swami went on to say, see boys, there are millions of pediatricians in this world, millions of gynecologists in this world, but Radha Ma is the best of all of them. Now this Radha Ma was an elderly village lady who may not have done her schoolings also, but Swami is saying she is the best gynecologist in this entire world. To become a gynecologist, you should have at least completed the degree of MBBS. Now, this is something really great. And then Swami went on to say, boys, do you know why she is the best? Well, none of the boys knew. And when Swami is asking a question, it is always better to keep quiet, because Swami himself will reveal the answer, which will be the ultimate truth. So boys said, Swami, we don't know. You please tell us. And Swami said, see, whenever Radha Ma wants to do something, whenever she gets the call for her duty of midwife, she just takes a moment, closes her eyes and prays to me. She says, Swami, you are the doer. I am just an instrument. You should do this act through me. And when Radha Ma has prayed this to me, I just take over. I just do the act through her, making her as an instrument. And Swami went on to say, see boys, I am God and I am the best in whatever I do. And when I do it through her, she becomes the best. So dear listeners, this is the secret to be the best in whatever we are doing. Just close your eyes and pray to the Lord to take over. Let Him be in the driving seat of this vehicle called body. And let us surrender to Him. And He will take over. He is the best in whatever it is, and we become the best. Well, with that experience, let's listen to this conversation with Dr. Punnaya. And Dr. Punnaya is 73 years old. He was a veterinary doctor by profession, and he continues to be a veterinary doctor, and is very, very passionately involved in serving the society. So for the next 45 minutes or so, you will be listening to this conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back, and I am sure you all will get inspired by listening to Dr. Punnaya, the zeal with which he is involved in service activity. And after the conversation, at the other side, again we'll be joined by Prem and Arvind for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Saram sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Thank you.
Swami in his divine discourses has given a lot of importance to service to society.
Certainly.
In fact, Swami has told, Paropakarartham idam shariram.
Yes.
This body is given for us to serve others. And inspired by Swami's teachings on service, devotees all around the world are involved in some or the other service activities in whatever capacity they can. And in this segment, we speak to such devotees and know the service activities in which they are involved, listen to their experiences of being involved in the activities and the lessons that they have learned through the activities, the transformations that they have seen in themselves,
yes,
as well as in the beneficiaries. So today we are very happy to have you here in the studios.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
You are the veterinary doctor and you have been involved in conducting free veterinary camps for more than 2 decades.
Yes.
Right, sir?
Yes.
So today we would like you to speak on these lines. So let's start from the very beginning, sir. How it all began and what inspired you to get involved in these veterinary camps?
Yes, here two aspects. One is, by birth I hail from this rural area. So that naturally that has got a good link with me from my childhood, because my surroundings and everything, agricultural-oriented family. That is one reason. The second reason is, doing service to dumb animals is a service to God, as per Bhagavan's saying, Pasu Seva Ye Pasupati Seva. So, that has touched my heart. When I first visited in 1987 to this Prashanthi Nilayam, to have a rare privilege of participating in combined medical and veterinary camps. Then after completion of all these sevadal activities, Swami has, he was very kind enough to arrange one meeting. Discourse has been delivered by Bhagavan, and that discourse has touched my heart. There Swami has stressed, especially the medical or veterinary services, they are badly in need in village level side. So many people are there. Thousands and thousands of people are waiting for the services of this medical or veteran side, whatever it may be. And you people, being a doctors, my humble, my request or my session, that is what Bhagavan said. Go to villages, identify the needy people, identify the needy sectors, then you render your services there. That counts a lot. A service in a needed sector is highly essential. There is no meaning in doing service in not so required sectors. So rural area is the best places to render services. And in at the time, Swami has clearly suggested that at least try to dedicate once in 15 days or not at least once in a month, at least once in a quarter, go to villages, identify, render your wonderful services there. Where service is there, there I will be present there. That is the Bhagavan's words, wonderfully had touched my heart. Then I decided, made up my mind, why I should not extend my services in rural areas, being happened to be a veterinary man. There is ample scope to do service.
Yes.
Then I had an introspection. Then I, at that time I was working in Bapatla area. Unfortunately, immediately after going to the, from Puttaparthi to that area, heavy cyclone is there. So post-cyclone operations, I participated in seacoast areas where prophylactic vaccinations have been covered. With a single-handed, such a single-handed person, I carried all the vaccines and everything with on my shoulders. I went to so many villages and rendered some prophylactic work, water or whatever. That has inspired me. Here, I humbly, I wish to suggest is, Bhagavan's words has touched my heart. And it is the real inspiration to do this services in rural areas. And it is giving a wonderful satisfaction to me.
Very nice. In fact, it is told that 70% of India lives in villages.
Yes,
why not? And it is our duty to go to villages,
yes,
see their lifestyle and take care of their needs.
Yes.
So now you being the veterinary doctor, you have got this wonderful opportunity to look after the dumb animals. So please tell about these veterinary camps that you conduct.
Yes, this activity is being taken up since 87. This has been taken up as a special yajna with the real inspiration from Bhagavan. Then, first here there are four aspects in this veterinary side. One is the rural area backbone is agriculture-oriented profession. Veterinary is agriculture-oriented profession. When there is some problems with the agricultural side, naturally the animal health sector will definitely come to the rescue of a farmer, as you know very well.
Yes.
Because it generates income every day. Mm. At the very, very lowest investment level, it generates income and it will be an added income to the farmer.
Cool.
That is more important. And the second aspect is, there are not so many facilities are not being provided. If we go to three decades back, very few hospitals. If animal happens to be sick, the farmer cannot run all the way to 30 kilometers or 40 kilometers for veterinary services.
Mm.
That has touched my heart. And at the same time, Bhagavan's instructions also has given a wonderful limelight to my mind. Then I thought, yes, why I should not rise up to the occasion? A small smile in the face of a farmer,
mm,
by doing some wonderful service to the dumb animal, even it happens to be sick, is it not a wonderful satisfaction to us? That smile counts millions and millions of rupees worth of satisfaction.
Very true.
That is our main motto, my motto. So, the farmer's satisfaction is my motto. The smile on the farmer's face is my aim. The service which I am rendering to the animal is a rarest of the rare opportunity provided by the Almighty Bhagavan for very few people, out of which I happen to be one among that. With that concept I started it. Because at the time I was in a service, there is no need of going to villages at an intensive level on behalf of government level. But here it is on compassionate grounds, on need basis, on this really service oriented aspect, has made up my mind to switch on to this side and started conducting veterinary camps with the cooperation of here three wings. One is basically with the farmers, tie up with the farmers. Second is from the Sachchai organization, Sevadal and other on behalf of our organization. The third is from the departmental side. All these three should coordinate as a Triveni Sangamam. Then only we can achieve the goal of doing this wonderful service. Here the service not to a particular, to a restricted or community or restricted sector. When once we enter into the village means, whether he is rich or poor, that does not count at all. All the animals we are seeing, we are not seeing the status of the owner or anything. Mm-hmm. So there we have taken up the programs on a mass scale, scale. So services. Here the services are in four level aspects, sir. One is, whatever service we do, it should not only do the minimum need, it also reflects in the national economy also. Farmers' economy will reflect on national's economy. So how the farmer's economy has to be improved? In that aspect, there are four pillars we have identified. One is the proper breeding, the proper identification of a really good breed animal, high yielder animal, which will help a lot. There is no meaning of rearing an animal with 1 or 2 liters of milk that does not meet the requirements of the farmer. There we have to keep that point in view. So one is breed selection, identification, because so many animals are being supplied on to the farmers on under so many schemes. There, the very, very important thing is a proper identification of a good yielder is very important. So that is one aspect. Second is, the farmer should have some background of maintaining the animal. He should, unless he does not have any proper background, there is no meaning giving animal to the animal. So a proper infrastructure should be there for that farmer. That is to say some minimum of some land, minimum of irrigation facility. And you should have some idea about taking up this animal management, other thing. There we will, our such organization will play an important part in educating the farmers to create awareness. For that we are conducting Raitu Farmers Goshti, Farmers Meet, Raitu Goshti. That is another important. The third part is providing nutritious fodder and nutritious feed. That also counts a lot. Very, very important item. There also, not only simply giving a lecture or anything like that. We are practically involved and we are demonstrating to the farmers by providing some samples to them with regard to feed additives. That means to say mineral mixtures, oral calcium and what not everything. The products which will enhance the output of the animals. That is one concern. The next aspect is how to raise the fodder. Fodder is a basic infrastructural need. It is one of the basic infrastructures. Most of the farmers may not have that. And he may not have the idea of raising high-yielding varieties of fodders. Mm-hmm. Now the government has come into the picture by providing high-yielding fodder seeds, hybrid fodder seeds to the farmers on subsidy basis. But that also the farmers, at farmers level, it is not being put for proper awareness. Therefore, such organization will play an important role. In what way? That is, the soya, for example, say 70% is subsidy, 30% is the original cost has to be borne by the farmer. That is the tie-up in government level. If the farmer bears 30% of the cost of fodder seed, the government will add 70% and finally they are giving the fodder seed. But for that purpose also, the farmer may not be in a position to pay from his pocket of that minimum subsidy also. Then our people, Satchai organization, with the blessings of Bhagavan, we are meeting the expenditure of the farmer's share and we are purchasing the stock from the government and we are distributing then and there itself in the same village to the poor and needy farmers who are having some infrastructure. Say for example, 5 kg, for example, one 5 kg kit of fodder seed is there, say either maize or jowar or whatever it may be, or stelosanthus or whatever it may be. One kit of 5 kg of fodder will be sufficient for 3 to 4 months. Wonderful green fodder will be provided to not less than 3 to 4 animals. That means, at the poorest of the poor, smallest farmer's level, this works out a lot. So, in that way, the fodder requirement will be met. And the another thing, next aspect is combating the epidemic diseases. That also, because every year there are so many epidemics are coming, the farmer is the loser because lack of awareness, lack of proper facilities of providing vaccine and getting vaccine and other things in a proper time. There also farmer is suffering a lot. Then our Satchai organization, once again it is coming into the picture, identifying in a proper season. When, what particular disease will come in what particular seasons. So in that aspect we have divided into two phases. One is between July, August, September is one phase. October, November, December is another phase. In this first phase, we are taking up a vaccination program combating the epidemic diseases, contagious diseases of hemorrhagic septicemia, black waters and other diseases by providing vaccine. How we will get the vaccine? Government is providing the vaccine. The thing is we have to procure the vaccine, enter into the villages, make a propaganda well in advance, one day or 2 days in advance, with the help of our Sevadal Satchai Devadal, we will go to the village, call off all the animals in one or two centers. We will conduct free vaccination hand in glove with the cooperation of government staff. Suppose if the government staff are very busy and otherwise engaged, even then it is not a hurdle for us because our organization is there, our people are there, our manpower is there. We are entering into the picture. Say government will cover in some villages, we will cover in some other villages. Our aim, our final goal is 100% coverage should be there as far as this immunity aspect is concerned, prophylactic vaccination. That is one aspect. Second phase is in October, November, December, where foot and mouth is a deadly disease which is taking so many lives of the animals. And last year, if we go through, means 4 to 5 states in South India has suffered with the foot and mouth disease and heavy calamity has occurred. In that aspect also, I wish to mention here, 28 villages which are being taken up on behalf of our Satchai organization in Rangareddy, Medak and Pragadesh, Mahabubnagar districts, we have taken up 28 villages in a containment program and we have taken it in a very planned manner. Not even a single epidemic has been occurred in that villages. Whereas in other villages, epidemic has started and heavy mortality and heavy losses were there. So here what I wish to stress is we must create awareness, go to the villages, do with wholeheartedness, we have to cover, a complete blanket immunity has to be provided there by extending wonderful valuable services. So this is one aspect. Here these type of things and apart from it, unless we take proper care of a calf, today's coffee is tomorrow's milch animal, as you know well. So cough protection is important. With that intention, we have coined a wonderful name for each and every program. We have prefixed the name of our Bhagwan, beloved Bhagwan. We are prefixing that name. Satyasayi cough protection program. Satyasayi moss deworming program. Satyasayi fertility camps. Like that, for every activity we have added this word for our satisfaction, not whatever it may be.
That's nice.
No, there is no objection for that. It gives inspiration. With that aspect, we have taken up a cough coverage, cough health aspect, because heavy cough mortality in villages is being occurred because of lack of awareness. So we are taking up deworming programs, deticking programs, combating the external internal parasites. That is also one of the etiology for cough mortality. So proper feeding of cough is very, very important. So in these the aspects, we are giving a proper awareness. We are conducting these deworming programs. We are conducting this deticking programs during the veterinary camps so that the cough mortality will be checked, and today's cough is tomorrow's milch animal. That is one aspect. And afterwards, the last but not least is insurance coverage plays a very, very, very important role. And last year, with the blessings of Bhagawan, we have covered insurance for 20 farmers in Rangareddy district by paying the premium, that premium also on subsidy basis.
Insuring the animals, right?
Animals, animal insurance.
Yes.
That was there existing for the past 2 decades, but it is being taken up in an integrated manner.
Mm.
And this year what the government, last year what the government has given a facility is, not only the coverage of the animal, but also the animal's owner's risk is also being covered. For that we are paying 250 rupees, the premium is 1500 rupees. Whereas 250 is being paid by farmer. Farmer is not paying it because of some problems according to his own problems. Then our Satchirai organization once again has entered into the picture. Our organization, with the blessings of Bhagwan, have paid the premium for each animal of 250 rupees like that for 20 animals in 4 places in Rangareddy districts. All the animals are being covered for 1 year. If any loss is there, the owner will be paid the 10 to 15,000 rupees as a cost of the animal. Apart from it, if any risk is there for the owner, or any mortality is there for a owner, suppose if he goes to the field, any snake bite or any other thing, flood damage, anything may be there, calamity to the life of the owner, then the insurance company is paying 60 to 70,000 rupees to his legal successor.
Wonderful.
Is it not a wonderful program?
Yes.
After all, we are paying 250 rupees.
Mm.
With that, we are coming to the rescue of both the animal as well as animal's owner.
Yes.
That was a novel project that has been taken up only in Rangareddy district in the entire country.
Yeah, Rangareddy district of Telangana state, right?
Telangana state. Mm. Because I was residing there, we have taken up the program. And of course, I inquired about other places, but nobody has entered into that. But unfortunately, that insurance program has been stopped. Now, once again, it is likely to be renewed very shortly. When it comes, once again, we will go for some more animals and we will take up it as a NMOSSA scale. So, that was the one of the important aspects. One more, another unique activity which is being taken up by our organization with the blessings of Bhagwan is, as you know, in some of the villages, I think you might have seen in each and every veterinary hospital, you can identify it by, with the presence of the entrance itself, one iron structure will be there, that's called a trevis, which will be more useful to control the animals.
Hmm.
Or else the animal will give a kick, it will be a damage for us.
Yes,
so, in order to avoid it for our safety, they have provided one iron structures in most of the veterinary hospitals in some villages also. But still there are so many villages not covered with that infrastructure equipment. Once again, there also our Satchisai organization has played an important role by providing that Trevis instrument, the Trevis infrastructure instrument in 6 villages in Rangareddy district and Mahabubnagar district last year. Each Trevis has costed 15 to 16,000 rupees including the erection cost also. That will go a long way. For nearly 15 to 20 years it will work in villages. If that instrument is there, we can comfortably go there and we can conduct veterinary camps in a very, very comfortable manner. So
yes,
that is a dire necessity. Mm. For that also our organization has contributed to some extent. It is a humble attempt, that's all. It's not, it may not serve the entire needs. It's a small humble attempt.
Correct.
With the wonderful blessings of Bhagawan.
Mm.
That's one aspect, sir. So, like that, we have to coordinate all these things in such a way And another facility added advantage with the blessings of Bhagwan is our team has got senior most veterinary experts, skilled veterinary, retired as personals are there in Hyderabad area. All are 70 plus only. Such a team is there for me. And in that team, there is one clinician is there by name Dr. Bhaskar Rao, retired professor from Hyderabad Veterinary College. A wonderful service-oriented person, highly dedicated. He is providing on-the-spot clinical examination facility there. Mm. We will carry microscope, stains, everything we will carry there. Then and there we will examine dung, urine, vaginal discharges, what not, everything. Then we will come to a conclusion that what type of parasitic infestation is there? What type of bacterial infestation is there in that particular region? So that our strategy will be molded according to the clinical investigations. So that is another added advantage with the help of that gentleman. Like that, so some things are going on. 28 villages are now being covered from my side in the sense in Rangareddy area, rendering service to Mehboob Nagar, Medak, RR district. So things are going on. All the 28 villages are being taken up at an integrated level. Very planned manner we will go. Twice a year all the villages are. Not only those villages, we will go for some other villages also. This is the brief synopsis pertaining to the veterinary services. Mm.
Listening to you, what I can understand is actually the government is doing a lot of activities for the betterment of the farmer and the animals. And the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is participating in facilitating these schemes and other governmental activities, right?
Yeah.
They are making the farmers aware of it,
yeah,
and taking it forward.
Sure.
Now, sir, it's been almost 30 years since you are involved in these veterinary camps. Like, I would like to ask you one question. Serving humans is one thing. Like serving other poor and needy people, doing Ram Seva, yeah, Narayan Seva, providing them food, constructing houses,
yeah,
is one thing. And in such activities, we get the acknowledgement from the beneficiaries. They thank us, yeah, they give a nice smile, and yeah, we feel very happy and satisfaction. Now, while serving these dumb animals, how is it different, sir? Like, dumb animals can't speak. So yeah, when you serve them, you don't get any acknowledgement, a thank you or anything. So what is it that keeps you inspiring?
Here I humbly submit, no doubt dumb animals' expression may not be caught by us. If we have that animal sense, we can definitely catch the feelings of the animal. That is, definitely we can catch it. Suppose if any work is being rendered to relieve the pain to the animal, definitely the animal will express it in a very silent manner. No doubt it will express that animal sense or cow sense, we have to catch it. That's
in fact, you are important. Speaking about animal sense. How do you communicate with the animal? If an animal has got a pain, it can't express it, but you have to identify it. How can you throw some light on it?
Originally, actually, in this aspect, the owner himself, he plays an important role. He will identify the problem existing there as far as his, to great extent. Suppose if any pain is there, leg pain or any other thing. Suppose any internal colicky pains are there, by symptoms, the owner will catch that problem. And like that, he will bring it. Apart from it, by examining it on the spot in the hospital, some more information we can elicit through the animal. And our aim here is, especially in veterinary, conducting the veterinary camps or whatever it may be, our slogan here is the veterinary services at the doorsteps of the farmer. Mm. That is our ambition.
Yes, yes.
The farmer need not come to the hospital. Mm. The hospital should go to the farmer. That is our Satsai concept. Swami has clearly mentioned about it. That's how we are carrying that mission to the grassroots level.
Correct.
So that way it is. When once, if the pain is being relieved, no doubt if we pat the animals nicely, definitely the animal will be very quiet, very docile, and very, very, it's, we cannot explain in words, we can enjoy that. This, that is the most important thing. So that way, the main thing here is our feeling counts a lot. The feeling has to come from our heart level. That sympathy has to come from our heart level. Then we feel happy, we feel satisfaction. whatever little service you do to the animals. Of course, I can give some one or two instances also. At Kereli village in Vikarabad area, I went there for one meeting, organized meeting, our youth center is there. I went to the hospital. I have seen one buffalo getting a nasal bleeding from unilateral nasal bleeding. One side nasal discharge. Bleeding is coming, drop by drop. The owner could not identify it. Only we are seeing the bleeding from one side. After probing slowly, ascertaining the history and other things, we could not get anything at all. Afterwards, we allowed the animal inside, tied up, controlled the animal, and we identified there is some sharp object is there in the nasal region, nearly 2 to 3 inches inside the nasal region. When I touched my lost finger inside, it was pricking, giving a pricking sensation. Then I asked for instruments. There is not even a single instrument is available in that small animal center. So I prayed Bhagwan, there is no other option for me. First I tried at my individual level. It has not worked out. Then I realized, as far as individual ego is there, nothing will be materialized. Then I prayed Bhagwan, I saluted Bhagwan, I prayed like anything. Then with the blessings of Bhagwan, I could be able slowly to extract it with my single finger, lost finger, I could be able to extract it. And to my great surprise, that was a twig having a 13 thorns.
My God.
Twig is there. One end is in 3 inches away from the nostril region. And the another end is touching the skull in the brain level.
Oh.
If it would have been existed for another 3 to 4 days, finally the animal could have died on the spot. That was the critical thing. Bhagavan has to come to it. Another instance is, when I went to Shankarapalli area, Maswana Guda village is there in all our district. A buffalo has been brought. It's a milch animal. A small apsis on the external side. I thought that is a very small animal. Okay, let it be. Then after making an opening, to our great surprise, we have extracted 3 to 3.5 liters of hard pus we have extracted from that small abscess. Then I saluted Bhagwan, Swami, really my life has come to really dhanyata by participating in this wonderful activity with your wonderful blessings. That was the another instance in the same village is one bullock worth of 50,000 rupees worth of very big bullock. Some problem is there on the right eye. There is small tumor developed on the right eye of nearly green gram size tumor. Only tumor. Exactly it has come up on the, exactly on the pupil. So vision has been totally off. He has went to so many hospitals. Nothing has been materialized. And he was in a despair. When I fortunately went for some organization meetings, I could be able to identify it. Then I asked those people, I will be coming tomorrow or day after tomorrow for a veterinary camp there. Please present the animal there. Then we went there, casted animal. There also my ego started first of all. Nothing is there. I can do it within no time. Nothing has counted there. It has went on futile efforts. My ego has gone in a futile way. Then once again I prayed Bhagavan. Then no instruments, nothing. Because if I put a scalpel on the eyeball, damage may be there for eyeball. So Bhagavan has given a wonderful idea to me. The tip of the nails of my thumb and the lost finger. These are the instruments. I put it like this with this slowly because if I put an instrument, the eyeball is being dragged inside. I can't do anything. So with the tip of the nails of thumb and the last finger, slowly extracting. Some nearly 1 to 2 grams of powder like cauliflower powder like material has come out. Not even a single drop of blood has come from that. Then we have put some ophthalmic ointments. But I was not having a confidence of one good vision for that animal. Swami is there. When Swami is there, we need not bother much at all. Responsibility lies on him only. So wonderful, after 10 to 15 days, that owner has telephoned to me, sir, you are like a god. You have rescued my animal. Now I am using my animal for our agriculture, for my agricultural operations. When I went to that village, I am unable to identify that animal. Though he has put it there, I could not be able to identify animal because both the eyes are equal. Wonderful.
Yes.
So such instances, there are so many instances are there that will be there going on. Bhagwan is there.
In fact, it's so nice, like the dumb animal would have felt so much relief from the pain.
Yes.
You spoke about that buffalo which had that thorn in its nose.
Yes.
It also gives you also a lot of satisfaction in these activities.
Yes.
In fact, I would like to recollect one instance that happened when Swami had gone to the Horsley Hills nearby Puttaparthi. It seems there was one buffalo which used to carry water to Swami for Swami's everyday bath and other activities. So it used to carry water every day from downhill to uphill in Horsley Hills. It's a hill station. And Swami was there for a few days, and on the day when Swami was supposed to return back to Parthi, Swami's entourage was ready and Swami sat in the car, and suddenly Swami said, "Wait, I will come back." And Swami went behind the guest house where they were staying, and Swami went to the buffalo. Swami thanked the buffalo. Swami said, "Dunapada manchi seva chesau, you have done a good service."
Yeah.
And Swami expressed his gratitude even to that buffalo.
Yeah.
And in fact, Swami took a picture with that buffalo.
Oh.
Swami called the owner and took a picture with the buffalo. And it seems next year when Swami had gone to Horsley Hills, Swami made it sure that he takes a print of the picture and he gave it to the owner of the buffalo.
Excellent, excellent.
So Swami also had lot of love for these dumb animals. In fact, from Swami's childhood itself, we can see during his childhood, Swami discouraged this cockfight and other bullock-cart races,
yes,
which were very famous in Puttaparthi as part of village festivals.
Yes, Pongal, Sankranti festivals and other things. It is against to the rules.
Yes.
Government rules are there, Animal Welfare Board is there. But the thing is, it's not being implemented at a level, in a expected level. That is the main drawback here. And one thing I wish to submit here in this aspect, veterinary camps, it includes both sheep and goat also.
Okay.
That also is there. Because sheep population, heavy sheep population.
Cow, sheep, goat, everything.
Cows, buffalo, sheep, goat, all are domesticated animals we have to render, including poultry also we have to do it. So we are extending services to sheep also in a larger scale, in more scale. Thousands and thousands will be there in sheep. We are doing dewormings, de-takings, other treatment. Everything is being rendered to those animals also.
But sir, in today's present world, a lot of abuse is going on these dumb animals, a lot of slaughterhouses, etc. So what would you like to tell about these animal rights? Could you throw some light on it?
Yes, we actually, that is not being advisable. In our Vedas also, it was contradicted.
Abusing animals is not right. That's what you are saying, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And not only that, overloading the animals and overburdening the animals by beating and other things.
Yes.
Not only that, even in milk animals, suppose if any milk animal, suppose on a particular day when it has not given milk, this owner may not be having such a patience of going into the exact reason. He will try to immediately simply give one or two blows.
Torturing the
really
animals.
Really torturing. Mm. Horrible. Really horrible. And in slaughterhouses, so many animals are now being sent to the slaughterhouse. A very pathetic situation nowadays. The farmer is unable to cope up with the requirement of the animals with regard to feed and other things. So there is no other option to him. So with great difficulty, with pain, he is simply disposing the animal slaughterhouses. And some philanthropic people are going to slaughterhouse and they are purchasing the animal, the animals from the slaughterhouse and maintaining in goshalas. So most of the goshalas in Hyderabad and other areas, we can see animals which are being brought or purchased from the slaughterhouses areas. So we can see so many that also. Really, some people are doing a wonderful service in that aspect by getting them back to some shelter and opening. Here also, our organization is going to goshalas also there and rendering proper services there by providing mineral mixture, by providing other feed additives, and by conducting timely vaccinations and advising them for do's and do nots. Like that also, we are doing service. That sector is also being touched.
In fact, talking about goshalas, even in Puttaparthi, there's a goshala, the Sri Satya Sai Gokulam,
yes,
where there are a few cows.
Yes.
And it seems once, long back, few devotees who are working in this Sri Satya Sai Gokulam told Swami that, "Swami, few cows are not milk yielding. Shall we dispose them?" And then Swami strictly said no. And Swami said, "Will you dispose your mother anytime?"
Yes.
So Swami gave that much importance for the cows.
Yes.
Even in Parthi.
Yes.
Sir, would you like to give some specific instructions that Swami in his discourse has told about serving animals? Anything that Swami has told, showing his love for animals.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Instructions that he has given how to deal with animals.
For animals to Swami will be clearly affected with the combined medical and veterinary program Swami has taken up long back before the onset of the super speciality hospital. Swami himself has arranged so many activities of the animal camps at that time. That sparks a wonderful initiation to people like me to realize the importance of the veterinary side. And even in discourses also, Swami says, love not only towards the human beings, love towards the animals. Dvipada and Chatushpada, both are same. You don't show any differentiation.
What is that, sir? Dvipada?
Dvipada means animals having two legs. That okay. means human beings like us.
Yes, yes.
We are also animals.
Chatushpada is four legs.
Chatushpada means four legs.
Yeah, yeah,
in Ayurveda, in Mantra Pushpam and other things, Rudram also you can see, Shanno Astu Dvipadesham Chatushpade, that is there. Hmm. So, Shanno Astu Dvipade. Dvipade means dvipada, two-animal, yeah. two-legged animals.
Two-legged animals.
Chatushpade means four-legged animals. So, our ancient Vedas also telling, if we go back to the Vedas means, our main wealth is only being measured by the existence of the cow wealth only. Cow wealth is the criteria.
Yes.
Even in if we go to the historic generations, some 3 to 4 centuries or 5 centuries back in our Kakatiya periods and other periods, you are still go for Vedic area also. What is your wealth means? Not your financially, this gold, silver or gold. How many cows you, some XYZ is having? That clearly speaks the status of that particular person or a particular Raja or a particular king. That is why if you go to Mahabharata also, Virat Raja's story, if you know it means... That clearly shows the real wealth of the kings are only Godhanam. That's all, Godhanam.
In fact, in Vedas it is said Gomata.
Gomata. Gomata.
So for the yes. cows are yes. given the importance of mother.
Why we are treating it as a Gomata means it is nourishing us.
Yes, correct.
In the absence of human milk, a child has to can be safely fed with the cow milk, which is on par with this human milk. Wonderful nutritious level. Of course, the importance of cow and other things, that is a separate topic which we can discuss. Both scientifical importance and Vedic importance of cow mother, we will take it up in a leisurely in a, another occasion. So, that all clearly gives an idea the importance, how much importance we have to give. If you go to Munivatikas in Ramayana and other periods, when once you enter into the Rishivatika means, you can see in the very entrance itself, you can see only animals. Only animals, wild animals and other domesticated animals are being arranged. They will be leading a wonderful, peaceful life there. Then those people, those rishis were having a very intrinsic aspect of livelihood with the animals. That clearly speaks the importance of animals. We have to, how much importance we have to show. That is the thing.
Now, sir, before concluding,
yeah.
Like now you are 75-year-old, right, sir? And you are passionately involved in this activity. You are very passionate about it. So what would you like to tell our listeners, young listeners, the youth of this present world about your love for animals and about the service activities?
Yes, especially youth who are dynamic. Who are the leading persons, who are the pivots of the future of the country. Definitely, we must have soft corner towards the welfare of the animals. Yes, in particular, to the cows. That too, in particular, with the Indian cows. Indian, that is my humble appeal. Of course, the reasons why I am insisting for Indian cows is, of course, that takes some more time. Probably our time restrict constriction is the next time we will have a discussion. So, affection towards the animals, affection towards the cows, affection towards the indigenous cows, Indian cows. Really, it is a dire necessity nowadays because most of the animals are being sent to slaughter. So many hundreds of animals are being slaughtered mercilessly. So, at every level, to any extent possible, it is better to try to identify such a pathetic situation, then try to bring back them to some goshala.
So Indian cows, so what do you mean, sir? I didn't
Indian cows means our traditional country cows, like this Ongole cows, or this Punganur cows, or Thorparkar cows. Because in India there are 28 to 34 breeds of animals were there since very long time.
Why is so much importance for them? Anything special?
Yes, because in one aspect, religious aspect, if we take into consideration, they are to be adorned, they are being to be worshipped. That is being mentioned in Vedas. And another thing is, if you enter into scientific side also, if we take the scientific analysis of crossbred cow products like urine and other things, dung and other things, take an analysis of Indian cows, analysis of dung or urine, other things. As you know very well, now cow urine is being utilized as a wonderful medicine for so many diseases. I myself is the one of the glaring example. I am using it to my body for the past 3 to 4 years.
Oh.
On early morning, after immediate brush, I will take some 10 ml of cow urine with 10 ml or 15 ml of water and drink it on empty stomach. My wife was suffering with diabetes and other hypertension. Now she is very healthy. Though I am not having all those things, I am consuming it. As you know, now I am having good vigor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got stamina to do some good thing. Like that, it is a glaring evidence like that. In the same manner, cow dung, as you know very well, panchagavyas are being utilized as a wonderful pesticide nowadays.
Mm.
Wonderful organic pesticide. In the same manner, cow urine is also being utilized as a pesticide. Panchagavya, one of the panchagavyas is cow curd, cow urine, cow ghee, like that. All those five items of the cow is being added. That too, those items have to be collected only from Indian cow. Indian cow, not from exotic cows.
Okay.
Exotic means, as you know, foreign breeds.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? My thought here is, the feeding habits and the other aspects of these exotic breeds is totally different, because they are 100% non-vegetarians.
Mm.
They are providing now and then the non-vegetarian residues also to the cows being bred in those countries. So when the same blood has come here, naturally it will have its own limitations.
Yes, it's correct.
So our Indian cows, which are 100% herbivorous animals, so it has got its value. And one appeal to my youth, beloved youth, and to my farmers or listeners of Radio Soy is, don't disregard or don't discard the animal which is not at all giving milk. Milk is not the only criteria from the cows or buffaloes, whatever it may be. There are so many products now are being generated and it is giving a wonderful income to the country. So many toothpaste are being done. So many ointments are being done. So many facial creams are being manufactured with the cow dung and cow urine. In the same manner, this skin applications, this anti-ultraviolet effect also, so many solutions. These are all being manufactured nowadays here and there. There are so many centers are there which is giving training to such people. It will be a wonderful livelihood for others also. So such avenues can be definitely tapped with the animals which are totally out of milk.
Yes.
We are getting thousands and thousands of rupees of income generation is there from the dung. What about biogas? The same thing, in the same manner, like that. If we go into that, of course, it is a separate topic.
Yes.
If you permit, I will take it in some other occasion. I will enlighten our Radio Soy listeners from that side also.
Sure.
So, in that way, Indian cows, no doubt, have got its own worth. The analysis of urine analysis has proved that it has got more medicinal value. It has got a more elemental values. It has got a more vitamins and mineral values when compared to exotic cows.
Okay.
So, that is
thank you very much, sir, for speaking to us today. I'm sure our listeners are inspired by listening to you as much as I am. Thank you very much for coming to our Radio Soy studio. In future also, we'll surely call you and we'll talk more about it.
Certainly, sir. I am always at the disposal of lotus feet of Bhagavan. So when you are calling me, it is a call from the Bhagavan only. It is a very, very rarest of privilege for me to be associated with the Radio Soy in this professional side also. Apart from my spiritual involvement is there in Radio Soy for the past 1.5 years. See, this time is a technical side also. Wonderful. There is a lot to be discussed in next time. In future, we will take up some more items like that.
Yes.
Really, I am happy. Thank you. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.